Thank the Lord that He's given us strength to come today, isn't it?
我感谢主，今天赐给我们力量，能够来到教会。
Would you bow your heads with me, please?
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Father, this morning we feel that we need the extra anointing of our Holy Spirit upon us.
主啊，今天早上我们特别的需要圣灵的更高。
For today, as we talk about you, Lord.
今天我们谈到你的时候。
We recognize that it must come from you.
我们知道这必须是圣灵的恩膏是来自于你。
Help us, we pray in Jesus' name.
帮助我们主，我们以奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Well, this morning I want to. Maybe I should say I'm getting on ground that may be a little hard for me to preach it to you and you maybe to understand it, but I'm asking God to help me this morning.
今天我讲要跟大家分享的信息可能不是太容易去明白，但是我求主帮助我。
In counseling, we've studied many areas of problems, and we have found that one of the a pretty good size area of a problem is what our concept was of our father.
我们在妈咪做辅导的时候，常常要接触很多领域的各种问题。她注意到其中一个很大的问题就是我们对于父亲的是个什么概念？对父亲这个形象。
Many times we found that this carries over, and when things happen that has hurt us, it reminds us of our father.
因为很多事情发生在我们身上，我们觉得受到伤害的时候，常常会想到父亲的这个形象究竟是什么样。
Maybe it was something he did to us.
也许是因为父亲对我们做过的一些什么事情。
Maybe he was very authoritarian and very hard.
也许父亲的形象是非常严厉的。
And we sort of look at things in life that people are a little hard on us.
我们有时候看到一些对我们比较严肃、比较严厉的人，也许是又受到他们父亲的影响。
So today I'm going to, with God's help, to try to help us to find to know God.
所以今天我求神来帮助我们来怎么样来更认识他。
You see, your perception of what God is or what he is to you makes a great deal of difference in how you believe him, trust him, and serve him.
你知道吗？你对神的认识，他究竟在你心目中是个什么样的形象，对于你怎么样去信任他，怎么样去信靠他，是有很大的影响。
In other words, we have a picture in our mind.
也就是说我们在头脑中都会有一幅图画。
Now I believe if I say to you, picture Christ.
如果我跟你说，你在头脑里画一下耶稣的基督的形象。
Picture him on the cross.
你画出一个形象，他在钉在十字架上的形象。
And you would be very easy to do this because there have been painters that have done this back in the 11th, 10th, 11th, 12th century, and now our picture of Christ is actually many times based on those portraits.
我想那是很容易的事，因为我们大家都看过一些中世纪的这些油画呀，各种，甚至在教会里都会有一些这个基督在十字架上的形象，所以我们很容易的就可以画出这样一个形象。
Man has always tried to imagine God or make him. The first thing that was actually they made images which they thought were gods.
人总是在试图要画描绘神的形象，要画出他们心目中的神。从开始，从古时候就是这样子。
Out of wood, stone, silver, gold.
我们在远古的时候，以前人们就造一些偶像，他们用石头、用木头、用金子、银子来雕刻。
And that idol became their god.
这些偶像就成为他们的神。
And so that was their concept of God.
那就是他们对神的一个概念。
In Taiwan, this is a very strong thing.
在台湾，这个偶像崇拜是有很大很大的力量。
We've dealt with people it's very hard to turn away from their idols and their ancestry worship.
我们在台湾经常见到这样的人，他们很难从他的偶像崇拜中脱身出来。
And it's not always easy to grasp the concept of a God that we cannot see or touch.
的确是因为神是抽象的，我们没法摸着，也没法看到，有时候很难有这么一个概念，神究竟是什么。
So for a minute, let me just say.What's your concept of God when you think about him?
我想问问大家，你心目中神的概念究竟是个什么？
In the Middle Ages, their concept was of a God that was hard.
在中世纪，人们心目中的神的形象就是一个很严厉的、很严肃的一个神。
A God that came down on them and they feared him. He was a judge. Martin Luther went through a terrible time because of this.
因为中世纪人们心目中的神就是严肃的来惩罚他们，是一个大法官。马丁路德心目中的神，他当初就是这样，所以马丁路德有很久的一段挣扎。
And even today, there's many of us that when we think of God and our concept is that He is that judge sitting there watching to see every little thing we do to be able to pounce on us.
就像今天也很多人心目中神的概念还是这样一个形象，好像是个大法官，他就严肃的就盯着我们每一个行动，一找到错就扑上来抓住我们。
That God is like a dictator.
这神好像是个独裁者。
What he says I do, but I do it because I feel that he said it and I must do it.
因为他是独裁，所以他说什么我就得做，因为他说我必须得这么做，我就这么做。
I think many times that maybe as Chinese from mainland China, you have that little bit of a concept.
我相信我们的中国人，尤其从中国大陆来的弟兄姐妹，可能会有这样一种概念。
You see, it's much easier to deal with the people in China.
对，从中国大陆来的弟兄姐妹，有时候跟他们谈论神是更容易的事情。
You might be surprised at that.
你可能觉得挺吃惊的，这么说。
But you see, once they begin to trust you, and once they begin to try to serve God, everything you say becomes real to them.
因为妈咪的亲身体验就是，他们一旦信了神，一旦相信你所跟他们传讲的福音之后，你说的什么东西他们都相信就是真的。
With many of them that I counsel with in China, many times I only counsel once or twice, and it seems like God delivers them.
妈咪觉得在国内啊，她跟这些弟兄有些跟他们传福音只传过一两次，可是他们就信的就非常坚定，他们就觉得妈咪就觉得是神在拯救他们。
But they're not trying to overthink.They're not trying to question everything.
他们对我也不再有质疑，不再去怀疑我所说的话。
For basically, in their background was that sense of someone or the state or whatever told me.
因为在他们的心中，因为我们中国大陆的一些背景，他们会觉得
I did it without questioning.
一旦让你去做什么，你就照着去做，就不去提问题了。
In my heart, I may have resented.
在我心里也许觉得有不满，也许觉得并不是很同意。但是我的确就照着权威的说法去做。
And then I think that what I was telling you about is counselors. Many of you may have a concept of God that he was like your father.
我想跟大家说的是，妈咪作为一个辅导员，她常常会觉得你们心目中的神的形象可能就是你父亲的形象。
Authoritarian.
你的父亲总是有主权，而且很严厉。
Or a daddy that was so easy on us that we could get away with anything.
但是也有的爸爸可能就是很宠孩子，所以孩子要什么就给什么。
So when we come to God, we think He's just pretty easy. He don't mind if I do this or that. He'll forgive.
我们有时候也会把神想成一个慈父的形象，神我做什么神都会原谅的，没有关系，就像我的爸爸一样很宠我的。
And then again, maybe some of you don't have any concept.
也许有些人可能对神完全就没有任何概念。
So maybe today I'm going to try very feebly. I'm going to try to see if we can get a right.Concept of God.
所以今天我想尝试着去努力让大家心目中对神形成一个正确的概念。
We talk about the attributes of God as what he is seemingly as we can understand it. This is him.
我们想要谈谈神的属性，这就是神。
It just is part of him as we breathe. It's just a part of him.
因为神的属性就好像我们每天都需要呼吸一样，这是神的特性。
And those attributes are he's eternal.
这些属性就包括神是永生的
，But he's merciful.
他也是蛮有怜悯的
，He's a good God.
他是个善良良善的主
，He's present everywhere.
他是无所不在的神
，He gives us grace.
而且他给我们赐恩典
，And he's he knows everything.
他是无所不能无所不知
，His very being is holiness.
而且神是圣洁的
，And you see he'sHere in the form of as he has sent the Holy Spirit, but he's transcendental that he is out in the heavens.
神是圣灵在我们住在我们心里，同时他又是在天上的。
And most of all, we realize that he's loving.
而且我们特别注意到神是有爱的。
But the one we have to recognize is that he is sovereign.
我们也要记住的是神有主权。
He has a right to demand anything.
神他有主权，所以他可以命令我们做任何事。
Now, when God made us, He gave us a few of those attributes.
神在创造我们的时候，他也把他的一些属性给了我们。
He gave us intelligence.
他给了我们的智力。
They can say what they want about us coming from animals And animals can be smart because they have instincts, but they have no real intelligence.
我们知道动物它也有它的本能，它可以做一些事情，但是动物它没有智力，没有像人这样的智力。神给了我们这样的智慧，这样的智力。
Another thing, He gave us what we call a free will. We can choose.
但神也给了我们自由意志，让我们可以去做选择。
We can even choose to say no to Him.
我们甚至可以选择对神说不。
And then He not only gave us that, but He gave us that concept of emotion.
神不只是给了我们他的一些属性，同时神也给了我们情绪。
And that's what I want to talk about today.
今天我们就想要谈一谈情绪。
We can see that God in these attributes, He's really God.
我们看到神拥有这些一切的属性，他就是神。
But when we think of emotion,
但是我们想到情绪的时候
，Do we think that God has emotions?
我们觉得神有情绪吗
？Do we think that He really feels?
我们觉得神能够感觉到一些我们所感到的事情吗
？Well, let's look into this.
我们来看一看圣经。
We have a text this morning in Hosea 11:8.
我们今天的有一段经节是何西阿书第八章，第十一章第八节。
Now,
周报上就有。
This happened several thousand years ago when he spoke this.
当何西阿说这些话的时候是几千年前的事了。
Now, Israel had been divided into two sections. It became Israel, and then it became Judah.
以色列当时
two different sections.
以色列当时已经分裂成形成两个国家，以色列和犹大。
10 tribes belong to Israel.
以色列有十个支派。
Two tribes belong to Judah.
犹大有两个支派。
Now these were sons of Jacob. Sons of Jacob.
这是都是雅各的十二个儿子形成的这十二个支派。
But they and their style of living had not Israel had not accepted God.
但这种时候，这种分裂的状态下，以色列他们这以色列人没有接受神。
We went looking after other gods.
他们在寻找别的一些神，别的偶像。
There came a time.
这是有一段时间。
When God, in His love, but more in His judgment,
在神的爱和审判之中
，had to say to Israel,
神得要对以色列讲话
，that He was going to scatter them across the world.
神说我要让你们在万国之间流荡漂流。
And this is how He said to Hosea.
所以神对何西阿先知说这样说。
He said, "How can I give you up, Ephraim?" That was one of them.
他说我以法莲呐，我怎能舍弃你
？How can I hand you over, O Israel?
以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你
？I'm casting you aside, but oh, the anguish! How can I make you like Ammi? He's giving an example.
神在举例子，他说我怎能使你如亚玛
？He talks about another man. How can I treat you like Zebulun?
我怎能使你如西扁
？This is what he said. My heart recoils within.
主说我回心转意。
My compassion grows warm and tender.
我的怜爱大大发动。
Now let's look at God in this passage.
我们再看一看这段经文之中的神。
Is he a hypocrite?
神是一个假冒为善的吗
？He's giving this out as if he has feeling this very deeply. You think he's just trying to use words?
你觉得神只是这么说吗？还是他心里真正感受到这样强烈的情感
？What he is saying there is this is how I feel Israel.
他在主就在跟以色列说，以色列，这就是我心里所感受到的。
It wasn't easy for God.
这对神来说不是容易的事。
It wasn't the judge that said, "Okay, out."
这也不是一个大法官说滚出去。
Sentenced to 2,000 years separation.
主也没有说，现在的审判就是让他分离两千年跟我分离。
It was one who said that he was saying to them, "This recoils me, this grieves me, this hurts me. Why? Because you won't listen to me."
我们所看到的神是在那心里头很难过。他说让我心里真的觉得是很悲伤。他想要回心转意。他说因为我说的话你们不听。
Have you ever disciplined your child?
你有没有试图管教你的孩子
？Or has your child gone astray?
或者是你的孩子走上了歧路
？How do you feel?
你心里是什么感受？
Sometimes people will say it hurts me more to discipline you than it hurts you.
有时候爸爸妈妈就会说我叫管教你的时候我心里更痛比管教你还要痛
There are mothers right here that grieve because of their children
这些妈妈们有时候会心里都非常忧伤和非常难过就因为他们的孩子
But you have to understand that God is grieving also
我们也必须要理解到神在这段话里显出来的形象神也是心里头非常忧伤
There's many passages in the Word of God
在主的话语里圣经里我们看到很多这样的片段
Now during our the West developing
我们看到这西方在发展的时候
They took a lot of thinking from the Greeks
他们从希腊人那里学了很多思考的方法
And they took a lot of thinking of the Romans
而且他们也从罗马人那儿 学到
And that began to be the basis of their philosophy
罗马人希腊人的这些哲学成为西方的发展的一个基础
And these people staunchly said, you don't, you know, gods, we don't know anything about them. These are just words to describe. They're just words.
这希腊罗马的哲学常常就是我们不知道我们对神都不了解他们 这只是一些话而已。
And consequently, down through the years, this is what people have felt about God.
所以神慢慢的人们的对神的感觉就是这样了。
Oh, we know that Jesus loves.
我们知道耶稣是爱人。
We saw it demonstrated.
我们看到他是这么写的吗？
But when we say God loves, it seems like something, you know, out there that we can't grasp.
但是耶稣是基督，是因为他死在十字架上，我们看到他的这个爱彰显出来。但是神是看不见摸不着，我们不知道这种是怎么样爱我们。
Jesus was mirroring to us what his Father felt.
因为耶稣基督是好像是活生生的一个人我们知道天父是怎么感受是通过耶稣基督表现给我们
So when God said I love this world I love it
所以当神说我爱这个世界他就是爱这个世界
So we see that I'm going to make it so that some of them will not perish
所以神说我所以要这样让他们不是走向灭亡
He could have given up on man after Adam and Eve left the garden.
实际上，当亚当夏娃犯罪离开乐园的时候，神就可以放弃了。
He could have allowed us to become like animals.
神可以让我们就跟动物一样去生活。
You say, "Oh, I listen. They have made taken tests. They've tried this. They've tried studies on this, and they said if you let a child live wild in the wild, they become."
我们人也曾经做过一些实验如果把一个小孩子从小就扔在动物堆里比如跟狼啊跟那些动物生活在一起他以后就没有人的智力完全就像动物一样
So you see, there is in man in sin that sense of just going out very doing what they want doing what pleases them doing what feels good
所以人心里是有这种罪性他总想要让自己快乐的事情想做什么就做什么
But let's remember that when he says he loves you
但是记住神说当他说他爱你的时候
Some of you don't know what love is.
我们中间可能有些人都不知道什么是爱
I remember in China a woman came
我记得在中国大陆的时候有一次一个女人走过来跟我
She had a very good job
她有个份很好的工作
And she was a modern woman
她也是很现代的很摩登的一个女性
But she came with a brokenness
但是他心里，他来见我的时候，他有一
个破碎的心。And I remember as I talked with her.
我记得我跟他谈的时候。
And then we prayed, and she prayed, and she began to trust Jesus.
我们一起来祷告，然后他就开始接受了耶稣。
And I'll never forget when she looked at me and said, "Now somebody loves me."
我永远不会忘记他，当他祷告完了以后，他对我说，现在有人，总算有人爱我了。
Hold of that.
然后她紧紧地抓住这份爱。
And what a different woman she was.
她一下就成了完全不一样的一个人。
Through these years, she's enjoyed life.
这么多年来，我在看到她。
She knows that there is someone that loves her. She grabbed hold of that truth.
她紧紧抓住神的爱，所以这些年她在享受生命，她在享受神的爱。
Do you really know God loves you?
你真的知道神爱你吗
？Now he didn't say, "I love the believer."
他没有神没有说我只爱那些信我的人。
He said, "God loved the world."
圣经上说，神爱世人
，all of us，
所有的人。
So He loves you whether you are a saint or sinner.
他爱你，不管你是圣人还是一个罪人，他都爱你。
And we're going to see more of that love. But not only does God love,
神不只是爱我们。
God hates.
神他的情绪之中也包括恨。
The Lord tested the righteous and the wicked, and the one who loved violence. His soul hated.
诗篇上是十一篇第五节是这样说：耶和华试验义人，唯有恶人和喜爱强暴的人，他心里恨恶。
Now how can a God of love hate?
一个充满爱的神怎么可以去恨呢？
You see, God is saying He loves you, but what you do, He hates.
但是神所说的是他爱你，但是你所做的事情他是恨恶的。
You do it very easily.
我们做这些坏事的时候
you commit adultery. When I say you, please don't take me. That's the people outside. but you may commit adultery and you feel a little bad about it. But do you know how God feels?
我们做坏事总是很容易的。也许我们很容易就跟别人有婚外情，但是我们觉得心里头有一点点罪恶感。但是神怎么样的感受，你知道吗
？He hates that act.
神是非常恨恶这样的一些恶行的。
But He still loves you.
但他仍然是爱你的。
God has compassion.
神心里有怜恤。
Here was the time that, Lot, he was in the city.
我们记得罗德的故事吧。
God condemned the city.
他罗德当时在索多玛、俄摩拉这些罪恶之城。
But Lot and his wife and girls seemed to hesitate to get out of the city.
神恨恶这两个城，要把他两个城灭掉。但是罗德他和他的妻子和孩子住在这个城里，神想要救他们。
Hasten and took him by the hand.
所以天使过来就抓住罗德的手。
For the compassion of the Lord, the word of God tells us, for the compassion of the Lord was upon them, and he brought them out.
因为神的怜恤在他们身上，所以天使就把罗德带出去了。
He knew they were not guilty.
天使神知道罗德他们是义人。
He knew they were a son of the promise. Son of the promise, because he was.
因为神知道罗德他是应许之子。
And his compassion.
神对他们有连续。
And it doesn't say Jesus' compassion. It was God through the angel that showed his compassion. He didn't want them to hesitate. He didn't want them to be lost. He pulled them out.
我们看到这里说的不是耶稣的这种连续之心，而是神的连续之心。他让天使紧紧抓住罗德的手，赶快把他们带出去了。
Then we see that God grieves.
我们也看到神会有忧伤。
He was actually sorry that he made man.
我们看到《创世纪》里第六章第六节，神说：“耶和华后悔造人，在地上心中忧伤。”
He was grieved to his heart when he sent the flood.
当神让大洪水淹没全地的时候，他心里是非常忧伤。
It was not something that we might say, well, they are not worth it. Get rid of them all.
神不是这样说，他们实在是不值得我爱，把他们全都除掉算了。神不是这样的。
He was grieving because he made a way of escape.
其实心里非常忧伤，所以他就想了个办法，让人可以逃
生。The ark was there.
所以他让挪亚造了方舟。
For 100 years, Noah had been telling them this flood was going to come.
挪亚已经跟他周围的人说了100年了，让他们知道这个大洪水马上就要来了，让大家要准备。
But they ignored.
但是没有人听他的。
And so when he had to send the flood, it was not with joy. It was not with a I'm showing them. It was his grieving in his heart because they didn't.
所以最终当洪水来临的时候，并不是神很得意的说，你看看我现在总算把他们都除掉了。
See,
神的心里非常难过，因为他警告他们这么多年，没有人听他的。
See, unbeliever, he grieves over us, over you.
所以没有信主的那些人啊，主为你们感到忧伤。
He knows that he's made a way of escape for you.
神为你找了一个办法，让你可以得救的。
Then we see that God expresses joy.
我们又看到神可以他表达他的喜悦。
Do not be grieved, it tells us in Nehemiah. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
在尼希米书中，神这样说，他说：“你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜悦是你们的力量。”
He is really meaning omnipotent word. He is really meaning I have joy.
神是就是这个意思。他说：“我心中有喜乐。”
You know the heaven sings.
这 天地都在欢唱。
And he says to you, my joy will give you strength.
他说我的喜乐就是你的力量。
And I cannot tell you how often that's had to be mine.
我真是想要告诉大家这句话怎么样。
It's the joy of the Lord that lifts my heart.
有多少次神的喜悦真的就是让我的心能够开，能够再提，让我能够精神提起来。不是生活之中我们所遇到的问题，而是神的喜悦就是我的力量。
God rejoices.
而且神是可以欢呼的，他喜乐。
The word of God tells us in Isaiah, for as a young man married a virgin, so your sons will marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you.
在以赛亚书中，神这样说：少年人怎样娶处女，你的众民也要照样娶你；新郎怎样喜悦新妇，你的神也要照样喜悦你。
Why does the word imply that when a sinner comes home, when a sinner comes to God, it's joy in heaven?
我们在圣经上看到，当一个罪人回归来到神的回到神的家的时候，天上的天使都要为他欢呼。
When we come to believe, there is joy in heaven, true joy.
当我们信主，我们来到主的家中的时候，在天上的真正天堂里就要有欢呼的声音。
Because you mean everything to God.
因为我们对神来说太重要了。
Yes, I believe you can see he does have emotions.
所以我们看到神真的是有情绪的。
You see, it is a real and great grief.
我们也看到神的忧伤也是真实的。
To abandon sinners to death.
当神要放弃这些罪人，让他们去走向灭亡的时候，神心里的忧伤。
There are many that said God is love, so there's nothing to hell.
所以我们常常会说啊，神是爱嘛，所以没有人
走向地狱的。God is love, so he wouldn't send us.
因为神是爱，所以他不会把我们发送到地狱的去。
But you see, he doesn't send us.
但是我们要知道，我们去走向地狱不是神让我们去的。
We send ourselves.
我们自己去的。
This God of love and joy that grieves over us has made a way of escape.
我们这个充满爱的神
，You don't have to go to hell.
他实际上给我们有一条救赎之路，我们不需要去走向毁灭，走向灭亡的。
And so this God of love has made this.
充满爱的神。
And therefore, when we deny it, when we turn it aside, when we don't want any part of it, we don't believe it, we have sent ourselves.
神给我们有准备了一条救赎的路，可是当我们拒绝这个救赎，我们抛弃它，我们不要去接受它，我们自己选择了走向灭亡。
So we see then that our God, before every sinner, he has weeping in his heart.
我们知道，在每一个罪人，神对为了每一个罪人都会哭泣。
In a sense, he begs you.
有从某种程度上说，神是在祈求我们。
He sends the Holy Spirit to speak to you.
他让圣灵来对我们讲话。
He makes circumstances to move you.
他也在我们周围也制造一些情形，让我们能够认识他。
Do you think you're in this church today just because you wanted to come?
你觉得你今天在教会来，只不过是因为你想要来吗
？A long time ago, he began working on you.
在很久之前，他就已经在你心里动工了。
Sometimes it was you met somebody was a Christian and you sort of liked.
有时候你可能碰到一个基督徒，你挺喜欢他们的。
Or maybe you were inquisitive and you went to a Bible study.
又或者你可能有很多问题，所以你去参加查经小组。
But somehow he was wooing you. If you want to say begging, he was begging you.
但是你要知道，神等于是用尽各种办法来吸引你来教会，甚至你可以说他是在祈求你来教会。
For sinners to turn from your evil, turn from your sinning, turn from your rejection, and I will be there to pick you up.
神想要对你说的就是从你的这些罪行之中回转过来，而且你不要再拒绝我，我希望你能够来认识我。
We have got to get in our minds and our hearts.
在我们心目之中，我们必须要有所有对神的一个理解。
That God really exercises the affections that He ascribes in the Word.
我们要知道，神的确是他在实践他的这些情绪的。
He ascribes, as I've told you, love, hate.
神他的情绪，他有爱，他有恨恶，他也有愤怒。
He gets very angry at some things that happen.
有些事情发生，神是非常愤怒的。
We go on to see that he repented.
而且神也会
of making man.
心里会有懊悔的时候。
He grieves for them.
他为这些罪人忧伤。
Has compassion as I showed you.
神心里头有怜恤。
We see that he abhors some things.
而且神，我们看到神对一些事情是非常深恶痛疾的。
He'll tell you greater than hate, I abhor them.
这个词是深恶痛疾，就比要生气、比愤怒要更严重。
But then he's patient with us.
然后神对我们是有耐心的，很多时候神是在心里头默默地忍受痛苦。
And of course we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
而且当然我们知道神的喜悦是我们的力量。
But what you got to do?
但是我们要知道
，If you want to really enjoy God,
如果你想要享受神的
，is begin to get this in your mind.
你必须在头脑中要形成这么一个形象。
God does laugh.
神也是会笑的。
God does care.
而且神是关心我们的。
He feels that, and yet he feels the anger too.
他有这些感受，他能够感受喜悦，能够感受愤怒。
Don't make him a stone image that does nothing.
你不要以为神就是这么一个石头塑的这个形象做的高高在上。
He ascribed to Jesus to be our example.
所以他把他的这些属性放在耶稣基督身上，让我们看到一个榜样。
Did you see these things in Jesus?
你在耶稣身上看到神的形象了吗？
See, that's why we can look at Jesus with this compassionate feeling.
所以当我们看到耶稣的时候，我们知道他是蛮有连续，他心里头是有爱。
We can see how he cared.
我们看到他怎么样关心我们。
We can see how what compassion he had.
我们看到神心里满是连续，耶稣基督。
So in a sense, it's easy, but Jesus came to show us God. The Word became flesh.
是耶稣来是道成肉身，是让我们在他身上看到神的形象。
So we see then that he showed us because you see the cross became love and anger.
所以我们看到这个十字架实际上代表的是爱和愤怒。
The love of God that sent Jesus to the cross.
这个爱是一个充满爱的神把他耶稣钉在
十字架上。For in his tremendous will and in his great plan, he had to be satisfied.There had to be a sacrifice against what man had done to him.
因为在神的伟大计划之中，我们人犯了罪，这个罪必须要有一个牺牲才能够赎罪，所以耶稣上了十字架。
And on the cross was his love shown, immediate, just exaggerated.
所以这个十字架实际上就是神的爱的一个彰显。
But on the cross, do you remember when Jesus cried out, "My God, my God"?Why have you forsaken me?
但是我们记得耶稣在十字架上他这样喊他说主啊我的神你为什么离弃我
That was his anger for the sins.
那是神对于这些罪对我们人类所犯的这些罪孽的一种恨恶
We have to realize he doesn't hate us. He loves us.
我们要记得
But he hates what we do.
他不是他神不是恨我们他爱我们但是他恨我们所做的这些我们犯的这些罪
I come and people come to me and someone will say,I have a 10-year child. I can't do anything with them.
常常有人过来跟我说，我孩子十岁，我真是不知道该怎么办，怎么对他了。
And there's mothers and daughters as they're growing up that struggle against each other.
也有母亲跟女儿一起在女儿成长的过程之中，总是有冲突，没法子不知道怎么相处。
And you might say that daughter doesn't love her mother. Yes, that daughter loves her.
有时候你会说，也许这个
And her mother loves her.
也许他们彼此不相爱，不是这样，他们彼此相爱。
But her mother hates what she's doing.
但是妈妈实在是很讨厌孩子所做的一些一些行为。
When you have a child that's taking drugs.
当你有一个孩子
Or that's homosexual.
如果一个孩子一个吸毒的孩子或者同性恋的孩子
Or that's a drunkard.
或者这孩子酗酒
You don't love them.
你不爱他们吗？
Oh.
当然你还是爱他们。
That's your child.
他是你的孩子呀。
But you hate.
但是你真的是恨恶他们所做的事情。
So you see, this is actually what it is. He hates what we're doing, but he loves us.
但这就是神啊，神爱我们，但是他恨恶我们所犯的罪。
You see, he said he would like everyone to be saved.
主说他希望每个人都得救。
That's his desire.
就是神的愿望。
That none should perish.
主说他不愿一人沉沦。
But you see, we don't listen to that.
但是我们常常不愿意去听神说的话。
He doesn't want us to perish.
神不希望我们沉沦灭亡。
He wants us to be sons and daughters of His kingdom.
神希望我们成为他的国度里的神的儿女。
So we have to understand then that our God is real.
所以我们必须要理解，我们的神是个真实的、真真正正的一个神。
He's not a makeup of our imagination.
他不是我们在头脑中想象出来的这么一个形象。
For He sent His Son to show the Word. He sent His Son to become flesh.To let us know this is how I feel. This is the sacrifice. This is what I feed me. You mean to me.
因为这个真实的神，他把自己的亲生爱子都送到世上来，让他为我们的罪而死。因为神就是要让他彰显神的形象。我就是这样的人，这样的一个神。
So when God said He loves us, He isn't pretending.
所以神说我爱你的时候，他不是在假装的。
It isn't just a phrase.
也不是只是这么一说说而已。
He has that care.Deep care for each one.
神真的是在我们心中，他对每个人他都有深深的关心。
Now he cannot change his, he will not change his plan.
他不会改变他的计划。
He will not accept sin.
他也不会去接受我们的所犯的罪。
He will not stop men when they choose to do things.
当我们选择做一些选择的时候，神不会说停下，不会制止我们。
Because we have a free will.
因为神给了我们自由意志。
And in that will.We can say no to the Almighty God like many of us do.
所以在我们这种自由意志里，我们可以选择对神说不，包括我们中间很多人可能就是这样做了。神这样的时候，他就会倒退，他会后退回去，他不会强迫你做的事情。
Then you must take the consequence.
如果你不选择他，你就必须要承受你行为的后果。
But it's not easy.
但是这不是容易的事。
He grieves over that.
神对此就感觉非常忧伤。
So as we recognize this, when the Bible said God is angry at sin.Take it serious.
我们所以必须要认识到，当我们的圣经告诉我们说神对于罪是非常愤怒的，我们要必须要很认真的来理解这句话。
You accept it. You get so used to it. Sometimes, you know, in this day and age, they shack up, they live together. God doesn't like that kind of thing.
我们必须要知道，我们可能对罪都已经习以为常了。我们平常做这些事情，尽管是错的事，我们也不当一回事。
When there are those
神是很恨恶这些罪的。
That hate one another, he doesn't. He hates hate.That's not right. That hurts God.
我们这样在罪中生活是很伤害神的。
When we see the Bible says or shall reason those words away, don't think they're figurative.
我们在圣经上这样说神恨恶罪的时候，你不要以为这只是一个比喻，或者只是那么形象的去描述一下而已。
That's our God.
他就是我们的神，他就是这样的一个神。
He doesn't tease us.
神不跟我们开玩笑的。
He shows us exactly in His Word what.He is like
神，他给我们的话语一句一句都是真的。他不是在跟我们开玩笑。
Because God entered into relationship between Himself and His creation.
因为神在他和他的受造物之中建立了一样的关系，而且神是全心全意的进入这个关系。
He made the family.
他神创造了家庭。
He made the father and the mother.
他让家庭里有父亲有母亲。
Because He wanted to show us what a Father's love.
因为他想让我们知道父亲的爱是什么样的。
For after Jesus died on the cross,
因为当耶稣在十字架上献身以后
for the first time, man began to call God Father.
就是耶稣在十字架上被钉死以后
they never said it in the Old Testament.
人是第一次开始叫我们的神天父，之前在旧约里没有这样叫过。
He enters into a relationship with us.
因为自从耶稣之后呢，神就跟人已经建立了一个特别的关系。
And he does it like he does everything with all of his strength.
而且神是做一切事都是全心全意。
All of his might, all of his power.
神是用全心全意去进入这个关系。
We may be guilty of sin.
我们可能因为自己犯罪，心里
面会有罪恶感。We may be those that are breaking sin.
我们也可能我们就打破了我们的一些罪的习惯
you,
但是神真的他为我们的所作所为感到忧伤
God is longing that you don't throw him aside
神是希望你不要把他推到一边
not because he needs us
不是因为他需要我们
the Lord knows he doesn't need any of us
神不需要我们任何一个人
but because he went into relationship with our fatherAnd because of that fatherhood to man, he means he loves us.
而是因为神跟我们已经建立一个关系，他是我们的天父，他爱我们。
So as we see now in heaven,
我们看到在天上。
See the fathers and the son.
父亲跟儿子。
We see the son making intercession.
我们看到耶稣基督是神的儿子，他为我们在神面前代求。
The word of God said that Satan is accusing us.
我们在圣经上也看到撒旦魔鬼是在神面前来说我们的坏话。
But as God listens, he listens with love and compassion.
但是神在听这些话的
时候。When he hears what we do, he listens with anger and hate.
神是用他的爱和他的连续在听这些话。
But it's just like a father's love.
就像一个父亲的爱一样。
I love you, but I hate what you're doing.
我爱你，但是我真的是恨恶你所做的事情。
I want you this morning.
我希望大家都想一想。
To begin to look at this God that you're serving.
我们看看我们所侍奉的神是什么样的一个神。
Not as a cold God out there like the deists see him. No.
不是一个高高在上的这么一个泥塑浮雕的这么一个神。
But as a God who really cares for you.
而是一个真正的关心你、爱你的神。
It really matters what you're going through.
我们。究竟变成什么样的人对于神来说真的是很重要的。
It really matters. Times he just encourages us.
神一直是在鼓励我们。
Just like we encourage our children.
就好像我们鼓励我们的孩子一样。
I remember one time when I was in China.
我记得我在中国大陆的有一次。
When I was younger and had lots and lots of energy.
那时候我还年轻所以精力非常旺盛。
I didn't want to miss, I wanted to be a full day. I wanted us to work all the time.
我就希望我们一整天不停地在工作，不停地侍奉。
But some that year, two people went with us, two men.
那年我们有两个弟兄跟我们一起去。
And of course, we had to work with them, were they, you know, different things like that.
所以我们必须要一起合作。
So when we were in Shanghai to get our plane, and I was sitting in the hotel room.
那天我们在上海，我们已经把机票什么的都订好了。
And oh, I was saying, Lord, this has been just a, you know, this has been a waste of time and sense. I was thinking.
我们在旅馆里边等的时候，我就觉得，哎呀，主啊，我们这真是浪费时间嘛。
And just as plain, God came and said, I'm.
但是就像我们，但是神对我心里说
，Whatever God wanted for them or the others, God was pleased.
但是神对我们所做的，他感到高兴。
There have been other times that the Lord has come when He said, "I'm pleased with what you've done."
说说你们所做的，让我心里得喜悦。
Don't serve a God that you think is way out there, hating me. He only hates what we do.
所以不要去侍奉一个高高在上、根本就不关心你做什么事的一神。
He hates when we're low.
我们所侍奉的神，他是爱我们，他真的是为我们所做的事情感到忧伤。
And if you feel like nobody loves you,
如果你感到没有人爱你的时候
，and you can get that way.
我们有时候真的是会这样感觉。
Some of you older people have some feelings like that.
我们尤其是年纪老迈的时候，我们有时候常常
会觉得没人关心我们。You feel like I've given my whole life, and it seems like they don't really care.
尤其老年人有时候会觉得我把我的一生都献给我的儿女们，可是他们不关心我。
Some of you young women that work so hard and keep your home and take care of your children, sometimes you think nobody cares what I do. They don't understand me.
我们这些年轻的这些妇女有时候也是这样，她会觉得我在家里做妈妈，然后打扫啊，做一切事情，可是没有人欣赏我做的事情，没有感激。
But remember, there is one that cares.
但是要记住，有个人一直是在关心，有一位一直在爱你。
There is one that is championing you when you're doing what's right.
有一位当你在做正确的选择、做正确的事情，一直在给你喊加油。有一个人为你感到骄傲。
When we're doing His will.
当我们做按照他的意志行的时候，他在为你感到骄傲。
Oh, I wish we could get hold of that this morning.
我真是希望我们中间，我们能有对神的形象有一个能够抓住这个神真正的是这真正的形象。我们试一试吧，努力。
Try to begin to look at God as you're reading the Word. Find those passages that shows His emotions and liken that to you.
我们在看圣经的时候，要注意这些表现出神的性情、神的这个情绪的这些金句，把它放在你心里，你就可以越来越多的去了解神是什么样的一位神。
Now you know the Bible is easy to interpret different ways.
我们知道这个圣经经常被翻译成不同的语言，而且有不同的说法。
So when I think of Stephen when he was being stoned,
我当我想到斯蒂凡，当他被这个第一个献身的这个圣徒斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候
，and the Word of God said that Jesus was standing.
神的话说，耶稣
，he was standing. It said he left. He always were here. He was seated, but that's one time he stood.
哦、oh, ，那段就是斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，我们看到耶稣站起来了。他原来是坐着的，他现在站起来。
Now to Mrs. Shee, when she teaches that, she's saying he's there to welcome us home.
对师母来说，她讲到这一段说耶稣站起来的是意思就是说他会欢迎我们，欢迎斯蒂凡到天上去。
But to me, it's like he jumped up like a father would when somebody is going to hurt their child.
我的理解就是好像一个父亲看到有人揍自己的孩子，他这个爸爸一下就跳起来了。
The same grief was there.
因为他心里头真的是觉得痛心难过。
But it like it was the same pleasure because he stood for God.
但是同样，他心里也有喜悦，因为斯蒂凡是为了为神而被石头打死，他是为神站的。
Don't you feel like a nobody?
所以你不要觉得自己是默默无闻的一个小人物。
In this life, people may make you feel like a nobody.
你在这一生之中，也许有时候人们就让你觉得你自己无足轻重。
But let me tell you, we have a God that knows you, loves you.
但是我们要知道，我们有一位天父，他爱你，他重视你，他真的是把你当宝贝。
I remember, you know how you remember little things. I was in Boston one time.
我记得有一次我在波士顿的时候。
And I was sitting in a restaurant drinking tea.
我在一个餐馆里面喝茶。
And the tea bag had a little saying on it.
那个茶包上面有一个小小的一段话。
It said, "A friend knows you and still likes you."
他说一个朋友什么样的人是朋友？他了解你还能够喜欢你，这才是真正的朋友。
And I thought, you know, that's true.
我看看我那段话，我想，哎，说的
真不错。They know our weaknesses. They know us.
我们的朋友真的是了解我们，知道我们的弱点。但他们仍然喜欢，仍然爱我们。
And remember this, God knows you.
你也要记住，神了解你。
He still loves you.
但他仍然爱你。
Not what you're doing, but he loves you.
不是因为你做了些什么事情，他不是，也许不见得喜欢你做的事，但是他爱你。
be encouraged today.
我们今天当然我们大家都心中得到鼓励。
Revel in this love, revel in this joy that it gives us, revel in the fact that he grieves over us.
我们去试图去了解神的性情，知道他可以为我们所喜而喜悦，为我们感到忧伤。
You know, when Jesus was here, it said he healed, not because it was the thing to do, but he healed because he was compassionate.
我们知道耶稣在地上的时候，耶稣在地上的时候，他医治了很多人，不是因为他觉得那是他应该那么做，而是因为他心里对他们有怜恤。
And so you say to me, well, Sister Schwartz, if he's so compassionate, and I'm so sick, and I'm hurting so bad, and I like this so much, why doesn't he give it to me?
有时候你会说，哎呀，他既然这么爱我，我现在病得这么厉害，我心里这么痛苦，为什么他不去来救我呢？不来救我。
Because many times what we are experiencing then is a discipline or something he wants to teach us.
但是我们要知道，很多时候我们经历的一些事情是神想要让我们学习一些功课，而且神是在管教我们。
And just like a good mother or father, they know that this thing is the best thing for their child right now, but oh, how it grieves their heart that their child has to go through it.
我们就好像一个真的是父母亲管教孩子一样，他们知道这样对孩子是最好的，但是有时候孩子不听话，父母心里头很难过，很忧伤。
For over 12 years, and in the last 3 years has been just horrible.
已经有十二年了，特别是过去的这三年，对我来讲真的是。
I've had a real problem that was bringing me down until I was very, very weak.
妈咪的身体就是每况愈下，尤其是过去三年，身体有很多的痛苦，然后现在真觉得心理不济。
September, this last September, I couldn't even hardly talk to people.
去年的九月份，妈咪几乎都已经都没法跟人谈话了。
The 1st of October, I went to the doctor, my diabetic doctor.
然后十月一号的时候，妈咪去见她的医生，是糖尿病。
The problem I had wasn't related, I thought, to diabetes.
那妈咪以为自己的情况是跟糖尿病有关，但其实没有关系。
But just happened, he said to me, "How are you feeling?"
然后那天他就是医生就随口问了一句说你觉
得怎么样？And I was feeling so bad, I just told him all about it.
然后妈咪当时心里头觉得很难受，所以她就把一切都跟这个医生说了。
And in a little while, he said to me.
过了一会儿，医生说
"You know that pill you're taking can do that."
他说：“你知道吗？你吃的那个药啊，会造成这样的一些效果。妈妈已经吃那个药吃了十二年了，有些副作用。
I've been liking my problem to something else.
妈妈以为这个他身体的这些问题是跟别的东西有关。
And I said couldn't be that.
妈妈就说不可能的，我吃了十二年了。
Taking it too long and it helps my diabetes. I don't even want it to be that because I can eat better when I have that pill.
Yeah, 妈妈说我吃这些药呢，就可以帮助我控制血糖，所以就是我觉得感觉会好一些的呀。
Sure enough.
但是的确是这样的。
I stopped taking that pill, and in 2 days it was over.
妈咪就没有那两天没有吃药，两天之后，这她这些坏的这些感受，这些情绪都没了。
Now I could have really got upset at God.
妈咪说，我可能我要是我呀、啊、
，Lord, you've let me go through this all these years.
我可以对神很生气啊！这十二年了，你让我吃这个药，这么多副作用，我直到今天我才意识到。
But you know I didn't.
但是妈咪没有对神生气。
Because through those years, and particularly the last 3 years, God has taught me so much.
因为过去的十二年，特别是过去这三年，
He's taken a lot of rough edges off of me.
让我学了很多很多东西，他已经磨掉我很多棱角。
Until I can say, "Thank the Lord." He saw I had enough, but thank the Lord, He did for me what was needed.
所以妈咪人就可以跟神说，感谢主，你所让我身上所经历的都是我所需要的东西。
You think He was happy? No.
你觉得神很高兴吗？看着我这样啊受苦，他很高兴吗？没有，不可能。但是神知道我所需要的是什么。
He knew where I need to be refined.
神知道我也需要再被熬炼。
Where I can be more of a blessing for Him.
我能够成为给更多的人带来祝福。
Let me tell you, anything that comes your way, Satan probably is sending it at times.
我想要告诉大家的是，我们生活之中一些不好的事，有可能是撒旦的一些诡计。
But the Word of God said, "I'll make it good."
但是神的话是说，我要把这些坏事变成好事。一切事情都可以变成好事。
He means evil, but I'll make good out.
撒旦有恶意，但是神可以让这些万事都为
我们效力。We have a wonderful heavenly Father.
我们有一个美好的天父。
Begin to trust Him.
相信他。
You can.
你可以相信信靠他。
What may not happen when we want it, because God has a way of working.
神有他的方式。
Whatever it is, He'll either say yes to us, no, or wait.
神给我们的答案有三个。或者说是，或者说不是，或者是我们要等。
And I found with me a lot of times has been wait.
对我来讲，我的体会就是，经常时候神对我的回答就是等待。
And I had to learn that.
而且我需要学习这个功课。
Children today, we serve a wonderful God.
我们今天所侍奉的是一个美好的神。
Others can say what they want about him.
别人想要对神说一些什么样的话，
They can say, I don't believe it.
他们也可以说我不相信神。
Do you think that changes God?
你觉得这会改变神吗？
You think that means one iota to God when the creation says the creator doesn't live?
你相信有一个人说，我不信有神，神就真的不在了吗？
He's not there.
神就不存在了吗？ 不会这样的。
He grieves over it.
神为此感到忧伤。
And he thinks, oh, and when they're lost, it hurts.
当人沉沦的时候， 神真的是心里难过。
That's the God we serve.
这就是我们所侍奉的神。
Let's bow.
我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning,
天父,
we come before you.
我们今天早上来到你的面前。
Open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
Open our hearts.
打开我们的心。
Help us to see who you are.
帮助我们看看你究竟真正的是什么样。
How much we mean to you.
我们对你多么重要。
How much we're hurting you.
而且我们所做的让你多么伤心。
How much you're grieving over us.
你为我们所做的感到多么的忧伤。
Oh, that we could only understand.
真希望我们能够理解。
We're asking you to help our people this morning, Lord.
求主帮助我们。
We've got lots of thinking in our head.
我们今天真的是要好好地去思想。
Different philosophies.
我们头脑中可能有不同的哲学。
But oh, Father, bring us in.
但是主啊, 你求你把我们带到你那里。
To know you.
让我们更了解你。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.